The subject matter of this perek are different mixtures of korbanos and parts of korbanos, and the second half of the perek has already started to talk about different scenarios where blood is mixed together with different types of blood or with different liquids. And so far we have seen that if the blood which is valid to be thrown on the Mizbeach is the first mixture which is in the utensil, and into that blood falls something else, then as long as the amount of substance which falls in, if it were to be water, it would not be enough to change the appearance of the blood significantly, and the mixture would still have an appearance of blood, despite the new substance being added in. Then indeed, we still see within that mixture the blood which is valid to be thrown on the Mizbeach, and so the entire mixture can be thrown onto the Mizbeach to fulfill that part of the service. What happens if Nisorav B'dam P'sulin, the valid blood, gets mixed together with blood of Korbonos, which has become invalidated? It doesn't just become mixed with other blood which isn't related to Korbonos at all, or it gets mixed with water. Rather, it gets mixed with blood whose korban became invalid, for example, if the korban was pigel. If the kohen, when he was slaughtering the animal, he had the intention to eat the animal, let's say, chutz lizmano, beyond its time limit, as we saw in the first few parakim at length, this would invalidate the korban as pigel. And if the entire korban is valid, then that goes for the blood as well. So the scenario of the Mishnah is where I have a utensil of valid korban blood waiting to be thrown onto the Mizbeach, and into that utensil of blood falls other blood from a korban which is pigel. Midoraisa, according to the Torah, the same rule as the previous Mishnah applies, that we evaluate if this new blood was water, would it have changed the appearance of the blood? Would the mixture still look like blood or not? If it would have really changed its appearance significantly, then indeed, it would invalidate the blood and it would not be able to be thrown onto the Mizbeach. But if not, then you can throw it onto the Mizbeach. However, in this case, the Mishnah says unequivocally, Yishofech lo'amo, it should be poured into the canal. There was a relatively narrow canal which ran through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and they would pour the invalidated blood into there. The reason why we are more stringent over here is Midrabbanan, that we're concerned that if people will see that we are throwing onto the Mizbeach blood which also contains pigel blood, they might come to think that pigel blood can be thrown onto the Mizbeach, and that it's not fully invalid. If it was mixed with water or blood which is not related to korbanos at all, so then there's certainly no concern that people will think that you can throw that onto the Mizbeach, as no relation to korbanos. But if you would throw this mixture onto the Mizbeach, people would come to think that it's permitted to throw blood of a pigel korban onto the Mizbeach, and so to avoid that happening, we do not throw this blood onto the Mizbeach at all. Now, we mentioned in the earlier parakim that the only blood which can be used for the services like throwing the blood onto the Mizbeach is the blood which bursts out of the animal from the place where it is slaughtered for the short while after it has been slaughtered. When the blood is spurting out with a certain force, only that blood is valid, but once it stops spurting out with a force and it just starts dripping with blood, after a few seconds, that blood is not valid to be used to throw onto the Mizbeach. The blood which is valid, which is when it spurts out with a force, that is called Dam HaNefesh, whereas the term for the blood which is invalid because it's no longer coming out with a force is called Dam Tamtzis. And that's the case which the Mishnah is going to talk about now, but Dam Tamtzis. If some of the Dam Tamtzis, which is invalid, gets mixed with the valid korban blood, then once again, Midrabbanan, we're concerned that if you throw it onto the Mizbeach, people will come to think that even Dam Tamtzis, which is by itself, you're able to throw onto the Mizbeach, and so to avoid people thinking that, Yishofech lo'amo, he should throw the blood into the canal going through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and he should not fulfill that part of the service of throwing it onto the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, however, Rabbi Eliezer says that it is valid and that one should throw it onto the Mizbeach, because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that when we're discussing invalidating korbanos, then we're not concerned about any midrabbanon concern that perhaps people might think this, that, and the other. In front of us right now, we have a korban, and if we do not throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, you're essentially invalidating this entire korban. This is a necessary part of the service. And therefore there is no room for these concerns midrabbanon according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Mishnah notes that even according to the Chachomim in Loinimlach, if the Kohen didn't consult anybody about what the correct thing to do is, v'nosan, and he went ahead and applied the blood onto the Mizbeach, kosher, the Korban would be valid, since the only reason why he shouldn't throw it there is only a prohibition midrabanon, but the blood itself is valid. Mishnah Ches, this Mishnah is very similar to Mishnah Hay, which discussed a case where limbs of a valid Korban were mixed with a single limb of a Korban which had a wound, and was therefore invalid, and we learned over there that according to Rabbi Eliezer mid Oraisa, there is bittul barov, which means that the invalid limb is nullified by the majority of valid limbs. However, midrabanon, since the limbs have somewhat a level of significance to them, even the individual limbs have significance, so midrabanon, they cannot be nullified in the majority. Says the Mishnah, dam tamimim dam bali mumin, if blood of a korban which does not have a wound, so it's fully valid, gets mixed with blood of a korban which has a wound. In this case, according to everybody, shofich lo amo, the blood should be thrown into the canal going through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to understand that this is, in this case, prohibited mid-e-raisa, not just mid-rabbanon, and that is learnt from a posuk. And since it is forbidden mid-e-raisa, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees in this case. Now, says the Mishnah, kois b'koisois, if a cup of valid blood is mixed with a cup which is separate of blood of an invalid korban, a korban which has a wound. So here we have an identical argument as we had in Mishnah Hay. Rabbi Eliezer, Mer Rabbi Eliezer says, korav kois echod, if one of the cups was already offered, meaning it was already thrown onto the Mizbeach, by a kohen who didn't realize, let's say, that it was a mixture with the other cup. So now, in addition to it being nullified by the majority, there's also a possibility that the blood which was thrown onto the Mizbeach was the blood which was invalid. There was only one cup of invalid blood and lots of other cups of valid blood. So because there is a possibility that all of the remaining blood which has not yet been thrown onto the Mizbeach is valid, we are no longer concerned for the prohibition midrabanon that says that there was no bittul barov, that it wasn't nullified by the majority. And therefore, Yikvu Kol HaKosos, all of the cups can be thrown onto the Mizbeach. Chachamim say, no, afilu koru kulam, even if all of the cups had already been thrown onto the Mizbeach, chutz me'echon mehen, except for just one of the cups, since there is still a possibility that this blood is the one which is invalid, you're not able to throw it onto the Mizbeach, and therefore, Yishofich la'amo, it should be poured into the canal of water going through the courtyard. Mishnah Tetz, and in Tonin Lamata, blood which is supposed to be applied on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and that refers to the vast majority of Karbonos, Shenis Orvban in Tonin Lamala, which was mixed with blood which is supposed to be applied on the top half of the Mizbeach, and that refers to the blood of a Karbon Chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, although in general it's forbidden to apply blood in the wrong place of the Mizbeach, that is only if you are applying the blood for the sake of the service. But in this case, Yitin Lamala, you should apply all of the blood on the top half of the Mizbeach, and even though by doing so you are also applying blood which is supposed to be applied to the bottom half on the top half, that's no problem, because V'yoya Anias HaTachtoinim, I view the blood which is supposed to be applied to the bottom half, Lamala, when it is applied to the top half, Ke'ilu Hein Mayim, as if it's just water. Because I'm not applying that part of the blood to the top half to be a completion of the service of those Karbonos. I'm applying it because it's part of the mixture, but I'm not doing it as part of the service, and therefore I can view it as if it's water. And there is no problem. And then, once I've done that, v'yachzav yitin lamata, he should go back downwards to the bottom half of the Mizbeach and apply the remaining part of the blood on the bottom half. So this will serve as the service of throwing the blood onto the Mizbeach for the other Karbonis which are mixed into this mixture. And as well as that, for the Korban Chatos, every Korban Chatos, anyway, once the blood has been applied to the top half, it also needs to be applied to the bottom half so that it drains downwards to the base of the Mizbeach. So also for the Korban Chatos, this will be a valid part of the procedure. However, v'chachom say, shofchu la'amo, the blood needs to be thrown into the canal, because according to the Chachomim, the prohibition of applying the blood in the wrong place applies not only if you're doing it as part of the service, but even not. There's no such thing as viewing it as water, and therefore there is no solution but to pour it into the canal. That having been said, even according to the Chachomim, v'im lo nimlach, if the Kohen didn't consult anybody and ask what to do, v'nosan, and he went ahead and applied the blood on the top half of the Mizbeach, kosher, it is valid. And not only that, he should continue with that and now apply the rest of it to the bottom half. Because even according to the Chachomim, whenever blood is applied to the Mizbeach, even if it's in the wrong place, b'di'eved, which means once it's been done, it is considered to be valid. Ideally, one should not do it, but if it is applied to the Mizbeach, even in the wrong place, it would fulfill the requirement of zrika, of throwing the blood onto the Mizbeach. Mishnah Yud, Hanitoni Matona Achas, blood which requires one application to the Mizbeach, on just one wall of the Mizbeach, Shinis Orval Hanitoni Matona Achas, which was mixed with blood of a different korban, but that different korban also, the blood only needs to be applied to the Mizbeach once, on one side of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, no problem, Yinosu Matona Achas. He should apply all of that blood just once on one side of the Mizbeach, and whatever happens, he would have fulfilled the requirement of that part of the service, because it was certainly performed correctly, because that is what is required by both of the bloods. Similarly, Matan Arba, Matan Arba, if blood of a korban which needs to be applied to the Mizbeach on all four corners gets mixed with other blood which needs to be applied on all four corners, then indeed, Yinosu Matan Arba, he should apply the blood in that way on all four corners and he would have fulfilled the requirement. Of course, when he applies it to all four corners, we learned earlier on in the Masechta that that really means that he applies it to two of the corners, just that on each corner it ends up touching both sides. So if he applies it to two opposite corners, then it would end up going on all four sides of the Mizbeach. What happens if Matan Arba Matana Achas, if blood which needs to be applied on all four corners gets mixed with blood which needs to be applied only once? Rabbi Eliezer says, Yinosnu Matan Arba, he should apply the blood four times. Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his own opinion in the previous Mishnah, and earlier on in the Perek, that since the part of the blood which only requires one application, when it is thrown on the other corners, it's not thrown on the other corners as part of the service of that blood, rather just because it's part of the mixture, but we can view that as water. So there's essentially no problem in applying blood in more than one corner. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yinosu Matana Achas, the mixture of blood should only be applied once, because Rabbi Yeshua holds that we cannot view that part of the blood in the mixture like water. And even if it's not being applied to the corners as part of the service, nevertheless, it's forbidden to apply blood in a place of the Mizbeach where it's not required. In addition, even those korbanos whose blood needs to be applied to the Mizbeach on all four corners, we learned in the first Mishnah of the fourth Perek that nevertheless, b'di'eved, once you've done it, even if it was only applied to the Mizbeach just once, that's enough for the korban to be considered valid. And therefore Rabbi Yeshua says it should only be applied to the Mizbeach once. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, it's true that the korban is considered to be valid even if you apply it just once, but there's still a mitzvah to apply it four times for the blood, which does require four applications. V'harehu over al-bal tigra. Surely he is transgressing the prohibition in the Torah to minus from part of a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to apply blood four times and you only do it once, that's a violation of the prohibition of Baltigra. Omar Rabbi Yeshua said to him, how can you give me that argument? Within this mixture is also blood which requires just one application. So if you apply it to the Mizbeach four times, vary over Baltosif, then you're going to transgress the prohibition of adding on to the amount of a mitzvah. Now, we already learned that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not really a question, because Rabbi Eliezer views that blood, when you're applying it the remaining three times, as if it's just water. But Rabbi Eliezer still continues to argue based on Rabbi Yeshua's argument, and he says, Omar Rabbi Eliezer said to him, the prohibition of Bal Tosef of adding on to the amount of the mitzvah only applies if the blood is by itself, because then it's clear that the only reason why you're applying it four times instead of once is because you're adding on to the mitzvah. But in this case, he's applying it four times only because within that blood is blood which requires four applications. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, very good. So I'll tell you the exact same thing. The prohibition of diminishing from the amount of the mitzvah also applies only when the blood is by itself. But if it's mixed together with blood which only requires one application, so then it's clear that the reason why he's applying the mixture of blood only once is because part of the blood can only be applied once, and so you wouldn't violate the prohibition of Baltigra of minusing from the amount of the mitzvah. The Oid on Rabbi Yeshua, furthermore Rabbi Yeshua said, Kishenosato, If you do go ahead and apply the blood more times than Avarta Baltesef, you're transgressing Baltesef, possibly, and you are performing an action with your hands, you are actively violating that prohibition. But if you don't apply the blood, then if there's possibly a prohibition of Baltigra, which I said there's not anyway, but if there was, at least you're only violating it passively. Avarta Baltigra, you're transgressing the prohibition of Baltigra, but you're not doing it with an action. So we both seem to agree that there's not a prohibition of Baltesef for Baltigra, but if there was, then it's better to violate the one which is passive rather than to actively violate Baltesef to add on to the mitzvah.